You and I, we are more than just this armor. Written by Suzuki Blue. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, DCU. Rating, teen. Relationship, Connell Connor Kent. Cassie Sandsmark. Also tagged for GNC for GNC. Fluff and angst. Gender issues. Trans themes, if not necessarily trans characters. Gender nonconforming Cassie Sandsmark. Gender nonconforming Connell Connor Kent. Gender nonconforming character. Gender being a confusing time in general. Experimenting with gender presentation. Gender dysphoria. Gender euphoria. Gender uncertain characters experience gender euphoria. Are there eggs to crack here or not? Who knows? Definitely not Cassie, but possibly Con. Cassie Sandsmark centric. Cassie Sandsmark feels. Connell Connor Kent feels. Cassie Sandsmark needs a hug. Acts of service. Cuddling and snuggling. Past relationships. Pre-getting back together. But very much on the way to getting back together. They've just both got some stuff to figure out first.
It's an empty shell I live in. The doors are always closed. And I spend my weeks losing my head, resting my bones. And they say that nothing's given, so I guess I'll get nothing at all. And I'll accept defeat, 'cause you can't swing when the fight's lost. You know, can't see the grass getting greener, 'cause out here ain't nothing but blue in your eyes. But faith in pop helps a little, but everyone you meet's just passing through. White guys take all of the color from you. Most nights you don't sleep at all on your back.
To be clear, Cassie is Wonder Girl. Very much so is she Wonder Girl. She likes being called that. She likes being called she. She likes being Amazon adjacent enough to almost count as a sister to Themyscira. She doesn't always like other things associated with being Wonder Girl, though. Or even being a girl at all. Anyway, that's why she just broke two pairs of scissors trying to get her stupid fucking hair to just fucking cut already in one of the Titan Tower's communal bathrooms. One of the girls' communal bathrooms, which isn't really helping how she feels right now. It's stupid because Cassie knows her hair is stronger than it used to be. She's borderline invulnerable and only getting more so as she gets older. Of course a stupid pair of cheap scissors isn't going to cut her hair anymore. One of the reasons she grew it out so long to begin with was because just keeping her bangs short is a lot easier than keeping everything short. With what a pain it's all been to get through. She hates it right now, though. She hates it a lot of the time at this point. And not just because it's been getting in the way or anything like that. She's been wearing slouchier clothes lately. Ones that don't fit as tight as her old ones. Big hoodies and loose skirts and shirts and heavier sneakers and just things like that. Things that are still girl clothes, technically, but not a tight-fitted bodysuit or anything baring her stomach or showing off her breasts or anything like that. Not anything fitted at all anymore. Just things that she can hide in, almost. Kind of. A little. She doesn't even like to push up her sleeves enough to bear her bracelets sometimes. She's thinking about that while she's blunting the stupid scissors in the stupid girl's bathroom mirror and trying not to stupid cry about it. She tries to snap them shut again, and instead they snap, and half of one of the blades ends up in the sink with her abandoned headband. Shit, she mutters. Then she crumples up what's left of the scissors in her fist and smashes it into the mirror, which she knows is a problem and a shitty, immature thing to do, and gods, just gods, it's just fucking stupid. Her outfit's wrong, and she feels all wrong, and she looks all wrong and weird and stupid, and her fucking hair won't cut. Shit, she mutters again, and then kicks the metal trash can into a wall. The side of it buckles under her foot and crumples against the wall, and the tiles crack under the impact, and she's so angry she could just fucking... She screams. No one's in the tower right now anyway. They're all off on training missions, or off duty, or on leave, and it's just her and her stupid broken scissors, and that doesn't mean Khan doesn't still have the kind of super hearing that being in another state doesn't matter to, she remembers, the second before he blurs into the doorway. What's wrong? He demands, tense and aggressive and obviously expecting something to fight. Cassie stares at him with her hair all wrong and the trash can all smashed and the mirror all broken and the scissors all crumpled up, and then bursts into tears. Oh, hell, Khan says. And then he blurs across the room and wraps her up in his arms. She feels awful. She feels awful. She doesn't want to be the one all wrapped up like this. Like she's small, like she's delicate, fragile, feminine. She knows that's not even what feminine means. After all the different girls and women she's met and known in her life, she knows that. But she still hates being the one wrapped up like this. She shoves back and away from him. And then she hates that too. She should have shoved him off, should have made him step back, not stepped back herself, not... Cassie is aware that her internal biases about feminine and masculine behaviors are definitely a thing, but she can't help how she feels about it anyway. She doesn't want to step back. She doesn't want to be all wrapped up in someone bigger and stronger's arms. She doesn't want... She just wants to cut her fucking hair. It won't cut, she chokes, and drops the crumpled scissors. Khan stares blankly down at them, then looks back up to her. Huh? He says. My hair, she says. I thought you were growing it out, Khan says, looking confused. Cassie bursts into tears again. I hate it long. She sobs. I'm sick of it, and it looks stupid and bad and feels wrong, but it won't cut. Oh, Khan says, obviously this close to panicking. Do you want me to do it? I can go get another pair of scissors. What's that gonna do? Cassie demands furiously, kicking the broken trash can again. They'll just break too, and it won't cut, and I'll just keep looking like this. They won't break if I'm the one doing it, Khan says. Cassie whips around and opens her mouth to snarl at him about how stupid that is. He can't just make them not break. And then actually, remembers that he can, in fact, just make them not break. Oh, she thinks. TTK, she sniffles weakly, scrubbing at the tears on her face. That's how I cut mine, Khan says, looking sheepish and ruffling the underside of his hair. On the clippers or the scissors, whichever, is how I shave, too. Cassie's just always counted herself lucky that she's too blonde to really need to worry about shaving. Mostly. Just all things considered, yeah. If she had invulnerable black body hair... God, she'd go nuts if she had invulnerable black body hair. Just, that's really not a thing she could have handled in her high school locker room, if nothing else.
I never thought about it, she says. I guess I just figured you used heat vision or blue kryptonite or something after the Kryptonian powers came in.
Yeah, no. TTK's way easier, he says with a shrug. And doesn't stink like burning hair either. Technically, I can cut it without the scissors at this point, but they help as, like, a focal point, kinda, if that makes sense.
Kinda, Cassie says, then sniffles again, and scrubs at her face in embarrassment. You'd really cut my hair for me?
Cassie, I would literally die for you,
Con says, the corner of his mouth quirking up wryly.
This is a pretty minor favor by comparison.
She knows that, obviously, but... Well, she knows a lot of people who'd die for her. She'd die for a lot of people herself. It's pretty standard in their line of work. Con offering to take the time to cut her hair for her is different, somehow. Minor favor or not. She says, then sniffles one last time, and tries not to die of embarrassment over having had a stupid tantrum in the stupid bathroom. Even if it's the girls' bathroom, and she doesn't really want to be in it to begin with.
Yeah,
she says. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks. Where do you want to do it?
We could do it in here,
Con shrugs. And it's a good idea, and easier to clean up than the living room would be, definitely, but... But Cassie doesn't want to be here. How about the kitchen? She tries. Because he'll think she's weird if she suggests the boys' bathroom instead, so... So the kitchen, she figures.
Yeah, okay, he agrees. Let me find some decent scissors. I'll meet you there.
Okay, Cassie says. And he blurs away, and she just cleans up the bathroom, mostly. Or at least gets the glass off the floor and gets her headband out of the sink and gets rid of the broken scissors and fucked up trash can. And then, by the time she's made it to the kitchen, Con's found a new pair of scissors and even set up a chair and a towel and a hand mirror and comb and even some scavenged hair clips in the middle of the room. She almost cries again, but it's really dumb to cry over something like someone being thoughtful enough to set up a proper little, like, hair-cutting setup or whatever.
How short do you want it? He asks. Like, are we talking just a trim, or are we going back to, like, I don't know, was that a pixie cut or whatever back in the day?
It was definitely not, Cassie says with a weak attempt at a smile, as she resists the urge to rub at her face again. She knows there's no more tears on it. She just... I wasn't, that good at girly stuff back then. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm terrible at girly shit,
Con jokes, and then looks briefly weird, almost, and then blurs across the kitchen to stand behind the chair he's set up and gestures grandly at it with a showy bow.
Anyway, your throne awaits, m'lady. Find me a pic on your phone or whatever. We'll go from there.
Can you really do more than a trim? Cassie asks, not sure what to expect. I mean, where'd you learn that?
I can literally feel how people's haircuts work, Cassie,
Con says wryly, as he straightens back up and makes a point of ruffling his own hair.
It's not exactly hard to just, you know, copy somebody else's homework.
You can't feel a picture, Cassie says, wrinkling her nose.
If you actually find a hairstyle I haven't felt before, I'll pay for the salon to fix it when I fuck it up and come with you to reinforce their scissors,
Con promises. And Cassie hiccups out a laugh. He doesn't have to do this. She doesn't know why she cares so much about that. Oh, yeah? With what money, farm boy? She snorts.
I don't know. I'll pretend to be another evil super clone and go rob a bank, maybe.
Con says with an easy shrug, then grins at her.
What, you think I wouldn't rob a bank for you?
I think you'd drag me to the cheapest barbershop in Smallville and trade them a chicken for a haircut, Cassie says, folding her arms and giving him a dry look.
That would admittedly be easier and less likely to annoy Big Bro, Khan allows, picking up the folded towel and shaking it out. But there's only one barbershop in Smallville, and Pa's attached to the chickens, so just come here and find me a pick, Wundy. Let's get this show on the road. Worst case scenario, it'll grow back, right?
Girls care more about their hair than that, Khan, Cassie doesn't say, because she doesn't want him thinking of her as a girl right now. Which is stupid, because she's always a girl, and Khan always thinks of her that way. And he is, in fact, more intimately acquainted with her girlness than most people. Like, he'd never even have kissed her, much less dated her if she weren't a... He used to call Tim Wonder Boy sometimes. That used to bother her a little when she heard him doing it. She never told anyone, but it used to bother her. Just a little. Sometimes she misses dating Khan, wishes they could go back or at least try again. But then she thinks about things like how he'd never have kissed her if she weren't a girl, and things about how he called Tim Wonder Boy, and it just gets complicated. Cassie likes being Wonder Girl, so she doesn't know exactly why it bothered her so much. Why just the thought of it bothers her now. She heads over to take the seat, setting her headband on the counter next to the scissors and everything as she sits down in it. Khan makes a show of wrapping the towel around her neck and fluffing her frustrating amount of hair out over it. And she pulls out her phone and starts looking for, like, reference pics or something. Ideas. She doesn't know exactly. She does an image search for girls' haircuts. Feels stupid and tries women's haircuts instead. And then feels even stupider and hates every single result that she sees. None of it fits. It's not right. It just... She should get more specific, she knows. Short women's haircuts, pixie cuts, bobs, things like that. She wants to type in something else entirely, though. She can't imagine doing that in front of Khan, though, and then asking him for it on top of it. That's not something she can do.
Want an undercut? Khan joked, leaning over the back of her chair. Hear those are all the rage.
I mean, I like your hair, Cassie says, though obviously a haircut that masculine just isn't an option for her, she means. Even if she wishes it were, maybe. It looks good on you.
Oh, that's not, like, too short? Khan asks, sounding surprised.
Cassie feels a moment of nauseous anxiety, but he doesn't sound skeeved or weirded out, so... She says, not even sure what's about to come out of her own mouth.
No, that's... Short's fine, and that's the cut you know best anyway, right? It's a starting point, so, well, she can probably just say she wants something similar, and then...
But, like, you can't make it look cute or whatever, right? Khan says.
Cassie keeps her eyes on her phone, pretends she's looking at what she's scrolling past. He still doesn't sound skeeved, so...
So,
I mean, I could, she says. She wouldn't really want to, but it'd be doable, probably. She could figure it out. Like accessories or something. Cute little clips or barrettes or...
How?
Khan asks. And this time he sounds a little weird. Which is weird, Cassie thinks. That's the part that makes him sound that way. But she feels weird already, so... Accessorizing, she says, glancing cautiously towards him again. Styling, that kind of thing.
Styling? Khan repeats, wrinkling his nose.
Like this, Cassie says, and then grabs her headband back off the counter and just reaches up and puts it on his head, tucking his curls back into it all neat and careful. He stays very still for it, then blinks slowly. Cassie feels like a weirdo and an idiot, but just pushes through that and pretends she's not a weirdo and an idiot and picks up the hand mirror to show him. "See, even you look cute in that," she says, as reasonably as she can figure out how to. "And I could, I don't know, still put on a little eyeliner or something if I wanted. Kind of punk, but pretty." She barely even owns eyeliner anymore, admittedly. If she actually wanted to wear any, she'd have to borrow it from either Sissy or one of Tim's disguise kits. But that's not the point, okay? The point is, she's not sure what the point is.
"Oh,
Con says, ducking his head a little, and not looking quite straight on at himself, which is probably fair, really. He probably thinks this is super weird and...
"Sure, if you think you can still, make it cute."
He still sounds a little off. She resists the urge to tug the headband out of his hair. That's like admitting something, if she does that. Admitting there's something there to avoid, maybe. Something to hide. "I can make it cute, yeah," she says as she puts the mirror back, and hopes she's not being obvious or making him uncomfortable or anything like that. That's not what she's trying to do here, and she definitely doesn't want to be obvious. Not even slightly does she want to be obvious.
"Okay," Con says. "Let me grab the clippers then. Didn't know I'd need them."
He blurs away and there's a momentary pause. It's different from waiting for Bart, who doesn't stop when he gets where he's going. Bart always stays at super speed the whole time. Con stops, reorients, and then does what he went to do, and only comes back after. So she has a moment, she guesses. To herself, she means. Cassie tries not to spend that moment thinking about anything she doesn't want to be thinking about. Tries not to think about just... Tries to collect herself and get her mind right so she won't embarrass herself, if nothing else. Conrad appears in another blur holding a pair of scissors. Cassie does not actually feel any more collected. Or any more right. Definitely not any more right, in fact. Con's still wearing her headband. It actually does look cute on him, kinda. Though maybe a red or blue one would look better. Or even yellow, maybe. Stand out more against his hair and all. But still matches costume. Like, not that she means... Not that she's saying. She doesn't know what she's saying. Or not saying, anyway.
"Got him,"
Con announces with a grin, waving the clippers at her. Cassie makes herself smile back at him. "Thanks," she says. "For doing this, I mean, again, I mean, thanks, again. Not for doing this again, just, gods, she's an idiot."
"It's all good, no big,"
Con says easily, setting down the clippers on the counter and grabbing the comb and hair clips instead. Cassie feels her hair rake itself back off her forehead, which is an absolutely bizarre feeling. But also, it's not like it's the first time Con's done something like that to her with his TTK. Little touches or gestures or whatever, that kind of thing. Con twists up the top of her hair with his TTK and clips it up neatly before combing out the bottom. She tries not to fidget. He doesn't ask her if she's sure she wants it as short as his, which she appreciates, she thinks. Kinda. She thinks maybe she'd have backed out if he had. She's pretty sure she would have, in fact. Pretty definitely sure. She's less sure if she wants to have backed out or not, though.
"So how are you going to style it, then?"
Con asks, the question careless and distracted as he starts cutting. Cassie swallows.
"Like, just sticking with the headband?"
"It's just a question," she reminds herself, a normal question. Khan's just making small talk while he works, channeling his inner barber or whatever. I guess, she says, reminding herself Khan isn't going to care if she doesn't or not. Or, barrettes, maybe. You know, just something cute. Colored bobby pins or whatever.
Makes sense, Khan says.
Cassie listens to the scissors work, feels them snip and tug and cut through her hair as easy as they would a normal person's. She feels a little nauseous as she feels it fall away in bits and pieces. It really did take her so long to grow it out. But she's just so sick of it. It just feels all wrong. Even losing the weight of just a little bit of it at a time feels like such an awful relief. And she doesn't know how to define that relief at all. Just, it's there, and she feels it. That's all.
What else? Khan says.
Huh?
Cassie blinks, a little confused. You said, like, eyeliner and stuff?
He asks. And she's not sure why, but something about his tone feels off a little.
So, like, that kind of thing?
Oh, Cassie says, still feeling just barely unsettled. Yeah, eyeliner. I mean, wearing a lot of makeup is stupid for superheroing, obviously, but eyeliner's pretty easy. Easier to get in waterproof and all than, like, locking down a full smoky eye or whatever, you know? That stuff smears so easy.
Does it? Khan asks.
I mean, it's makeup, Cassie says, because it always has for her, if nothing else. Getting it to stick is hard enough when you're just worried about regular wear and tear.
I guess, Khan says. I only ever wore it on camera, obviously, but it's not like, you know, it never smudged or anything.
I am definitely not a professional makeup artist, Cassie says wryly.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's skin tight,
Khan says,
technically.
Cassie blinks. Oh, she says. Right. TTK sounds like a fucking hell of a setting spray, actually. Like, yeah. Kara must be so jealous that you got the makeup superpowers, she says, forcing herself to make a joke out of it. It's a joke. It's funny. It's not anything serious. Khan would never wear makeup just because he wanted to. Just like she'd never... Khan says, and Cassie hears an odd note in his voice again.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Total waste.
He doesn't sound like she would have expected him to sound saying that. She frowns.
Tip your head forward? Khan asks.
She does, still frowning as she looks down at her lap. He puts down the scissors and picks up the clippers, turns them on. He starts buzzing the bottom of her hair down to the scalp without asking if she's sure, still. And she wonders, distractedly, if he's still wearing the headband. And then wonders why she wonders. That seems weird, a little, to wonder about it, she means. I could show you, she offers slowly. Not quite sure why she's making the offer. Not sure how to be sure, maybe. After you're done, I mean.
Yeah?
He asks, and his voice doesn't perk exactly, but... Yeah, she says, still a little slow. You can tell me what you think.
Sure,
Khan says. She resists the urge to glance back at him. Since that is a stupid and terrible idea while he's actively buzzing her hair, but... Jewelry helps too, she says, still looking down at her lap. You know, for styling. Bracelets, necklaces, can't do rings, obviously. Gotta punch too many things for that. Can't all be lanterns.
Yeah, definitely,
Con says with a snicker. Earrings are good, too, Cassie says, and maybe says it a little carefully, almost. Con hesitates just for a second.
Yeah, he says. I mean, you always wear earrings, right?
Right, she agrees. She's honestly pretty sick of all of her earrings at this point, but, well, that's not why she mentioned specifically earrings to begin with. It's just, if she didn't know better. Con does some touch-ups with the clippers, makes sure he hasn't missed any spots or anything, she guesses. Cassie waits, she guesses. Con puts down the clippers and takes the hair clips out, and as TTK combs the remaining half of her hair into order, she could ask him to stop now. This is better than it was, and she can still look feminine enough, maybe. Still look. She doesn't ask him to stop. He doesn't ask her if she's sure. So he doesn't stop, and she doesn't tell him she's not sure. Con's pretty good with the scissors, really. Definitely as a superpower thing, given they're TTK reinforced right now, and he apparently taught himself how to cut hair to begin with by feel. But still, he's neat and careful and quick all at once, and seems to know just what and where to cut. Little snips and quick cuts and all. She's not sure if it's super speed or not. Her frame of reference is maybe a little skewed there, though. She always forgets how good Con is with his hands, for some reason. How good he is at making things. Maybe because he doesn't do it all that often, come to think.
There we go, Con says as he makes one last snip to finish evening out her ends, and then brushes all the hair off her shoulders with his TTK as he takes the towel away. Wanna see?
Sure, Cassie says. It won't look exactly like his does, obviously, since his hair's curly and hers just has a bit of a wave, and only has a wave at all when it's short, in fact. Lately, it's been stick straight, all weighed down by itself. Now, her head feels lighter. She feels... Con tosses the towel aside and picks up the mirror, leaning over to bring it up in front of her with a little spin and flourish. She catches a glimpse of his grin reflected in it before looking at herself, and she looks.
Look okay?
He asks. Her hair's short, loose, and unstyled. There's a bit of a wave in it again, and she can see the buzzed-down sides underneath. None of it's any longer than just her bangs alone were, and like this, it doesn't look pretty or feminine at all. Doesn't look like a girl's hair at all. She swallows, makes herself smile in a normal, low-key way, appreciative, but not too much. Looks great, she says. Thanks, Con.
Anytime, he says, sounding pleased.
The hair clippings are all sweeping themselves up into a little pile on the floor.
Literally, if you're having that much trouble cutting it, I mean...
Thanks, Cassie repeats, then turns in her seat to look up at him. He grins down at her. He looks... She's not sure how she thinks he looks. Wanna help me figure out some styling options? She suggests, biting her lip. I've got some stuff in my room.
I'm down for that,
Con says, flashing her another grin. She wonders if she was just imagining what... She maybe thought she was imagining. Maybe. They clean up the kitchen, and then she takes him to her room. She detours long enough to raid the emergency supplies for undercover work. The stuff not locked up in any bats-assigned, or less-assigned, rooms, obviously. And grabs one of the little go-bags she knows has makeup and accessories in it. Not that she doesn't have accessories, and probably some leftover makeup somewhere, just she doesn't know, really. They go to her room. Con sits on the bed, leaning back on his hands and letting his legs sprawl out across the floor. He manages to take up just about all of the available space and then some. He's still wearing her headband. He can't possibly have forgotten it's there, given the whole nature of TTK being what it is and all. And also just the fact that it's holding his hair back differently than he usually wears it. But he's still wearing it anyway. So maybe Cassie didn't imagine what she thought she was. She goes through her accessories and hair stuff, goes through the little go bag, sets out a couple of things on her desk, including a mirror and a mismatched handful of colored bobby pins, and a pair of dangly star-shaped earrings, and a couple of different makeup palettes, and a stick of eyeliner. She usually wears brown eyeliner when she wears it, just a little bit of it, subtle and neutral and no kind of dramatic. Sissy'd told her it suited her better once, and then had started going off about blonde hair and blue eyes and what season she was, and a lot of other stuff Cassie's tried very hard to learn, but never really felt she understood. So she just wears brown eyeliner because Sissy'd told her it suited her better. And Sissy does understand all that stuff. She sets out a stick of the black, though. "You don't mind being my test subject, right?" she asks, like it's a totally normal thing to ask, as she sorts through the bobby pins.
What? Con says.
"I'm not used to the cut yet," she says, which is true, and then lies. "It'll be easier to experiment on you first than figure it out on myself. You don't mind, right?"
No, that's cool," Con says, then laughs. It sounds a little awkward, maybe. "Hey, being a test subject is a specialty of mine."
"Please, you spent all of a week being a test subject and weren't even conscious for it. And then you got broken out by a bunch of baby clones and immediately decided to dress like a punk and hit on the first 1,000 women you saw," Cassie says dryly. And he laughs again, and it's a little less awkward sounding this time.
"You got me," he says, grinning at her. "But I was cool, right?"
"The jacket was all right," Cassie allows, hiding a smile. Con laughs again. She wishes... She misses him. She just misses him, that's all. She misses how it used to be, when they were just... When they could just... be together. When they were just... She misses the Con who made her feel special and desirable when he reached out for her. But that's also the Con who made her feel awkward and wrong when she didn't know how to be what he expected her to be. When he wrapped his arms around her, she felt frustrated and safe. And when he protected her, she felt adored and belittled. And when he called someone Wonder Boy, even as a joke, she felt... There's a lot of things she's felt because of Con, and a lot of them weren't even actually because of Con. She tucks her headband out of his hair and runs her comb through it, and he peers up at her for just a moment as she works before glancing away. She feels something else because of him, but not anything she really knows how to break down and define for what it is. She pins his hair back off his face with shiny red bobby pins, leaving a couple strands free to curl against his temples. He sits very, very still for it and doesn't say anything, and she wonders if she ever made him feel awkward and wrong when he didn't know how to be what she expected him to be. Then she takes his face by the chin and tips it up just a little without asking, and he lets her do it. "Eyes up," she says, as she picks up the eyeliner and takes off the cap. "Just look at the ceiling."
Sure, Con says,
his eyes flicking up. He looks a little anxious, a little uncomfortable, but he doesn't say she's being weird. He doesn't say it's too much or to stop. So she doesn't. That's how she feels right now, too, after all. Cassie's never been all that good at makeup, honestly. But it is easier to do eyeliner on someone else than on herself, especially when said someone is invulnerable and therefore not particularly prone to flinching. Con sits like a rock for it, and she lines the undersides of his eyes and then has him close them and draws on the kind of thick and dramatic dark wings that she'd never wear herself outside of, like, Halloween or undercover work. They're not perfect, but they're better results than she gets in the mirror. She maybe should have done eyeshadow first to really make it look good, but that might have been too much, like, too much for the first time, she means. If this is the first time, she means, and not just the only one. She leans back and inspects her work, and Khan keeps his eyes closed instead of looking at her. Maybe he thinks he still needs to keep his eyes closed. Maybe he's too embarrassed to look at her. Maybe. Okay, she says, meaninglessly as she caps the eyeliner and sets it back down, figuring mascara would probably be too much, too. And then she reaches out and takes his earring out. He startles a little, though there's no way he didn't feel her reaching out with his TTK, even if he didn't actually see it. He snaps his eyes back open and they look, well, a lot prettier than she ever likes hers to, she thinks. But very, very pretty all the same. Cassie sets his earring down on her nightstand and picks up one of the dangly star-shaped ones she'd grabbed before. Khan stares at it for a second, and then glances away. His face is flushed a little, and he really does look pretty. She leans down and puts the earring in for him, and he doesn't say anything about it either way. It's silver and sparkles a little as it shifts in the light. His eyes look pretty, and the little, deliberately loose curls of his hair look cute. And Cassie's own hair feels light. Light and easy, and she bites the inside of her cheek, then makes herself smile normally at him. Like this is normal. Like they're being normal. Like, wanna see? She asks. Khan says, eyes still slanted away.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Cassie says, and picks up the little compact mirror from her desk and flips it open for him. He doesn't actually look for a moment. Then he does and goes perfectly, completely still, his eyes just barely widening at the sight of himself. Cassie tries not to freak out or get anxious, holds back the near overwhelming urge to backtrack or come up with a better explanation for what she's doing here, make excuses somehow. Some way. It looks cute, she says, and carefully doesn't say, you look cute, just in case that's too much again. For the first time, anyway.
It'll just wash off, right?
Khan says, looking self-conscious. Not weirded out or upset, but self-conscious, definitely. He hasn't taken his eyes off the mirror yet. There's makeup remover wipes in the go bag, Cassie says, and he relaxes a little, but also looks a little torn, maybe. I'll get it off for you in a minute. Let me enjoy the fruits of my labor first, yeah?
Enjoy?
Khan repeats, and finally glances back to her with an uncertain expression. Maybe that wasn't the best word to use, Cassie thinks. It looks good, that's all, she says with a shrug. It does look good, so that's not a lie. Khan looks good, she means. It makes her wonder if she looks good without makeup or accessories or the long hair. Though it's a stupid thought, maybe. But it does make her wonder, just a little.
Okay, Khan says.
Cassie sits down on the bed next to him and hands him the mirror. He peeks at himself in it again, then looks away. He really does look good. Look pretty, Cassie thinks, but isn't brave enough to say out loud. She thinks about shifting in against his side, laying her head on his shoulder, the kind of thing she'd used to do when they'd been together, because it seemed like the kind of thing she'd been supposed to do instead of pulling him over to her. She'd never actually tried that, she's realizing now. So she doesn't know if Khan would have let her or not. If Cassie makes herself stop thinking about it and just reaches out a little and ropes an arm around Khan's waist and tugs a little. It doesn't take much of a tug. He leans against her, and even though he's bigger and broader, she manages to get him to lay his head down on her shoulder, and then they just don't move, kind of. Maybe it's not just her. She doesn't quite let herself think. She looks at her half-open closet full of skirts and clothes she doesn't like the fit of, and feels Khan pressed against her side with the mirror he's not looking in resting in his lap, and her newly cut hair unstyled and half in her eyes, and doesn't look at their reflections in the full-length mirror hung on the door. And it all feels big and complicated and different. And she feels sort of a weird little rush, something almost giddy, and remembers when she'd started wearing a leather jacket because she'd just thought it looked so cool on all those posters and prints of Superboy she'd been collecting at the time. And she'd felt so good in it the first time she'd put it on, and wonders if she could find a costume that might make her feel a little bit like that again. She wonders if maybe he'd feel good wearing things he's seen her in, too. She wonders. Maybe, when she can finally say it, she thinks, glancing at the edge of the closet mirror for just a moment, before looking up at the neutral territory of the ceiling instead. Maybe then. Khan tucks his face into her neck, shifting towards her just enough to curl an arm across her chest and over her shoulders. And she puts a hand over the back of his hand, keeps her eyes on neutral territory, and feels like Cassie, she guesses. Cassie, but just a better fit. Nothing else either way. They stay like that for a lot longer than just a minute. Khan keeps the mirror in his lap the whole time, and Cassie keeps her eyes on the ceiling and feels complicated in a lot of ways, but her head's a lot lighter than before. Not because of the haircut exactly, but probably because of the haircut, yeah. Or because Khan's head is on her shoulder and his arms hooked across her chest, and he didn't laugh at her or get weirded out about any of this. Because he's so pretty like this, and she doesn't have to be. The end.
Say, ooh, sometimes I feel like an animal. Ooh, I climb so high just to feel a fall and let it go. So look me in the eyes, am I someone else? Ooh, sometimes I feel like an animal, an animal, an animal.
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for myself or the author, you are more than welcome to. You can leave a comment for me at the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. And you can leave a comment for the author on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening.